So, Eileen, what are some of the spectrum of toxicities and complications you see from therapy to liver, RFA, TACE, et cetera?
So for embolization, and there's a couple of types of embolization, chemotherapy, as you mentioned, or bland embolization, which is primarily what we do, which is results its effect by ischemia predominantly. And the toxicities there are pain and discomfort right after the treatment. And often people will require a PCA for a day or so to manage that. There can be bleeding complications and rarely infection complications from embolization. But the biggest thing is that it's pretty uncomfortable for a few days, and most people, if they're working and well, are off work for a couple of weeks after that. But I think the plus of a regional-based approach, which is sort of what you're getting at, is it's an intervention and then you're done and life moves on, as opposed to continuously taking a treatment on a daily basis. So, you know, there's no consensus on this between oncologists, surgeons, gastroenterologists as to what's the best strategy, but I personally like the approach of maximizing local regional treatments first for these patients.
And Johanna was referring to also the issue of local therapy, surgery, and transplant. How do you sort out those two options?
So in consultation, this is sort of multidisciplinary consensus discussion, depending on the distribution of the disease in the liver, depending on the underlying cause of presumably cirrhosis. So for example, if people have cirrhosis from hepatitis B or hepatitis C and a small tumor, they may be better served by not just addressing the tumor by surgery, but by a transplant where you address both the tumor and the underlying etiology of their cirrhosis or chronic liver disease. So I think one of our deficits as an institution is we don't have an on-site transplant program for looking after people with HCC is somewhat of a limitation, but we collaborate closely with colleagues across the city.